You found Kit Kat Chit Chat, where I hide from my kids in various parts of my house for 5, 10, 15, sometimes I make it to 20 minutes. Come join me as we talk about life. I am an amazing mom, and I have never doubted that. Now, that's not to say that it isn't challenging, and half the time I'm faking it till I make it, and I don't really know what I'm doing all the time, but I do know that I am a good mom. I think about it all the time. I definitely have mom guilt and self-doubt, but I think having those things in moderation makes you a good mom because you're actually thinking about it and you're always wanting to do better. And so that's why when people refer to me as just a stay-at-home mom or superwoman, I cringe on the inside. Very rarely have I ever been in conversation where those things have been deemed insults, but when people refer to me as superwoman or stay-at-home mom, I hate it. I hate it so much. And if my husband's listening to this, he's probably going to be crushed a little bit because he refers to me as superwoman all the time. And I guess it's a little bit different when he does it because I know he's coming from like such a place of love and admiration for everything that I do. And most of the time when people are referring to me as that, it's because they do admire everything that I do. And whether that be that they're shocked that I can manage it all or I'm doing a really good job and they see that in my kids, I don't know. I can't read their minds, but it makes me cringe. I am so much more than just a stay-at-home mom. As I know if you're listening to this and you're a stay-at-home mom, you are so much more than just a stay-at-home mom. I mean, we are managers, coordinators, teachers, chefs, cleaners. I mean, the list can go on for how many hats we wear. And summing it all up into being a stay-at-home mom is just so incorrect. Like, yes, I do get to stay at home with my kids, and I'm very privileged that I get to do that. But I don't just stay at home with my kids. I manage our entire life. And I'm really lucky to have a partner in life who also helps manage it too. But he says all the time that if something happened to me, he wouldn't know what to do. And although I know he would figure it out, I also know it would be extremely challenging for him because there's a lot of stuff that I manage that he doesn't even realize. And then there's things I manage automatically that I don't even realize I manage to a point that it makes a big difference in our life. And when that ball drops and you start to see those effects, you're like, oh man, yeah, I do manage that, and it's something I didn't even realize. So I'm just so much more than just a stay-at-home mom. And when it comes to the superwoman thing, I totally see what people are saying and where they're coming with that phrase. But it just, I hate it because it puts women specifically up on this pedestal that's really hard to come down from, even if you're struggling. I have always been seen as a really confident person, even when I'm not. In fact, I had a conversation with my mom a couple of years ago because I really, really struggled with that transition of going from one kid to two. And my husband was on a really funky work schedule, so I had to do a lot of stuff by myself. I didn't really have that support system. And then he was like sleeping during the day because he was working at night, and it was just a lot for me to handle. And I probably should have gone in and got some professional help, but I didn't. I finally like drug myself out of that, and I feel like a totally different person than I did just a couple years ago. But I was talking to my mom about that time in my life and how my confidence had just completely plummeted, and my self-esteem had really plummeted after having my son, and it was really hard for me to come back from. And I'd even shared a couple of the things that I was struggling with my mom during that time. And so we're having this conversation, and she was in awe. She had no idea that I was struggling as hard as I was, and she you know, she's like, oh, you always seem so confident. And, you know, I knew it would, it was a challenge because it's a challenge for everyone to transition, you know, to adding more kids, but you just seemed so on top of it. And I did, because that's what everybody else saw. But it was also that pressure of, well, everyone else, for the most part that I knew, had more than one kid, so why can't I do this? And it was really hard to admit that I needed some help. And everyone that I like opened up to, for the most part, and told about the struggle, they're like, oh yeah, it's like that for everyone. It was like this normal thing that moms were going through, which I think is very true. A lot of us struggle alone and in silence, but it was also part of that like superwoman, I have to be able to do all of this and I shouldn't be complaining or struggling, like everyone else does this, why can't I? So that was a really dark time that I had to like pull myself up out of, and I got through it and it's fine, but I just kind of started resenting the term of superwoman, because I'm tooting my own horn. I'm a really great mom, but like I'm not a superwoman. Like I have my days where I can't take it anymore. I have days where I snap at my kids. I have days where like I just want to lay in bed and I don't want to do anything. And that's perfectly normal and that's okay. But I think a lot of times people are like, oh, well, you wouldn't be doing that if you were superwoman, or you can't do that because you're superwoman. It's just like how everyone in the house starts to get sick, but mom's powering through. Well, mom's powering through because she has to. We have to. We can't just completely go crawl into bed when everyone else is sick, right? Like, it's just not how it's gonna go. So there's that pressure of like, I have to take care of my kids. I have to do this for them, you know, whatever your list may be. But then there's this outer pressure of society being like, oh, this is what's expected of a superwoman. So I don't like it. I prefer the term homemaker. And I started referring to myself as homemaker a couple years ago, right around the time that I kind of like pulled myself out of, I just started rebuilding my confidence and my self-esteem. And I had listened to a YouTube video of Shay Elliott. She is a homemaker and wonderful photography artist. She's just an amazing person. And I stumbled upon one of her YouTube videos, and she was referring to herself as a homemaker. And something in that just clicked with me. It was such an empowering word. And it just meant so much more to me than stay-at-home mom and superwoman. It was like, yes, I am a homemaker. I make our house a home. I cook homemade dinners. I do all of these different things along with managing our lives to make our life homey. And I do it all. So I really liked this term, and I started referring to myself as a homemaker. And it was insanely empowering and uplifting, and it just kind of like took that pressure of superwoman off of me. And even just the term stay-at-home mom, like homemaker, was just so much more than that. And so I started allowing myself to explore different avenues of homemaking and not just putting myself in this box of like only taking care of the kids, only doing our schedule. Like, I had all these hats that I wore, and I just didn't think that they fit into the title of stay-at-home mom specifically. And I felt like that title of stay-at-home mom was really limiting, and I wanted more. So I started using the term homemaker, and it's really funny because, you know, they always say like sticks and stones may break my bones and words can't hurt. Well, they do, and words do mean things, and simply just changing how I thought about myself beyond a stay-at-home mom to a homemaker, it was just a wild change. Like, I have given myself the ability to explore new things and learn new things that not only I'm interested in, but also help our family. So if you follow me in my personal life or maybe on TikTok and my other Instagram page, I post a lot of like traditional cooking or new skills of making butter and sourdough and like these lost arts that are slowly like coming back but aren't necessarily practiced anymore. Those are things that I've really kind of like dove into and explored, and it's been really, really fun, and it's benefiting my family at the same time. And it's also not just diving into those, but diving more into a homemaker. It's taken that pressure off to where I don't feel as guilty when I'm taking care of myself. Because before, you know, I would try and go take a bath or do my nails or whatever, and I would have that super serious mom guilt of like, oh my gosh, like I should be doing this or bedtime or cooking dinner or getting this prepped or doing that. Like it was really, really hard for me to take time for myself, and it still is really challenging to take time for myself, but I view myself in a different light of like, okay, if the homemaker isn't like top of her game, taking time for herself, doing these things that she wants, then the rest of the home isn't going to be flowing as well. And it's just such a funny twist on words, right? Because essentially, I didn't change what I was doing. I'm still staying at home with the kids. I'm still homeschooling them. I'm still taking care of the laundry. I'm still doing all of these things around the house that I was doing before. But twisting those words and making it more of like a positional title, it just had such an effect on me. And so it's almost like if you're at work and or school and you have to take like a mental health day, I like schedule those in for myself as a homemaker versus when I only really thought of myself as a stay-at-home mom, I had a really hard time like scheduling that time in for myself. So it's been a really uplifting transition, and I don't go around like telling people, oh, don't refer to me as a stay-at-home mom or superwoman, but anytime someone does bring it up, I just cringe inside because I'm so much more, and this simple switch of flipping it to homemaker has made such a difference in my life. And so if you have really been struggling with the reference of stay-at-home mom and feeling like that's just not enough and you want more, I really think you should think about switching your own title to something else. Maybe it's not homemaker. Maybe you switch it to something completely different. But something that just fits you and allows you to take that like pressure off of yourself to be so like perfect. Because I mean, I still want to uphold our home to like a certain expectation, but I also realize that if I can't handle everything, it's okay. Like I have some systems in place to help with that. And I have a really amazing partner who like can help pick up the pieces and the slack when things get too overwhelming. So I just wanted to share my two cents on stay-at-home mom and superwoman. And if you have been kind of like thinking the same way of not necessarily loving those terms, it's totally valid. Like it's such a box that we're put in as women who get to stay home with our kids and live a more like slow-paced life and traditional role. And sometimes it can be really disheartening and hard to get out of that box. But it's really wonderful when you can get out of that box and just allow yourself to explore and open up to new things and rebuild up your confidence and your self-esteem. That's all for today, guys. I better go find my kids. Have a great one and make sure to subscribe so you can keep up to date with Kit Kat Chit Chat.